जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज भागवत महापुराण की जय। निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल एज क्वेश्चंस बाय किंग परीक्षित टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। सुत उवाच स उपामंत्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पते ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि। सुत उवाच स उपामंत्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पते ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि। सुत उवाच सौपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पते ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि कथायामिति सत्पते तन्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सुत उवाच सुमामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पते कृष्णरातेन संस्कृति उवाच सप्तते ब्रह्मरातो ऋषिणः
माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी सुत उवाच श्रील सुत गोस्वामी सेड सह ही सुखदेव गोस्वामी उपामंत्रित दस बीइंग इंक्वायर्ड राज्ञा बाय द किंग कथायाम इन द टॉपिक्स इति दस सत्पते ऑफ द हाइएस्ट ट्रुथ ब्रह्मरातः सुखदेव गोस्वामी भृशं वेरी मच प्रीतः प्लीज्ड विष्णुरातेन बाय महाराज परीक्षित संसदि इन द मीटिंग Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sudh Goswami said, Thus, Sukhdev Goswami, being invited by Maharaj Parikshit to speak on topics of the Lord Sri Krishna with the devotees, was very much pleased. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam can be legitimately discussed only among the devotees of the Lord. As the Bhagavad Gita was authoritatively discussed between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord and the devotees respectively. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the postgraduate study of the Bhagavad Gita, can also be discussed between the scholars and devotees like Sukhdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Otherwise, the real taste of the nectar cannot be relished. Sukhdev Goswami was pleased with Maharaj Parikshit because he was not at all tired of hearing the topics of the Lord and was more and more anxious to hear them on and on with interest. Foolish interpreters unnecessarily tackle the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam when they have no access to the subject matter. There is no use in non-devotees meddling with the two topmost Vedic literatures, and therefore Shankaracharya did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam for commentation. In his commentation on the Bhagavad Gita, Sripad Sankaracharya accepted Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But later on he commented from the impersonalist view. But being conscious of his position, he did not comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Sukhdev Goswami was protected by Lord Krishna. Why day? Brahma Vaivarta Puran. And therefore he is known as Brahmarat. And Shriman Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Vishnu. And thus, he is known as a Vishnurag. As devotees of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. It is clear also in this connection that a Vishnurat should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Brahmarat and no one else, because others misinterpret the transcendental knowledge and thus spoil one's valuable time. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamumja Kadachin Premna Matakanta Vyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome you all in our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak something inspirational in our devotional service. So it's this chapter 8 in Canto 2 is just coming close to end. Almost 26-27 questions were asked by Maharaj Parikshit. And here, Sudh Goswami is beautifully explaining that Shukadeva Goswami became very happy hearing such inquiries which are related to Lord Krishna from Parikshit Maharaj. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in third canto, a very beautiful principle has been explained about gratitude. Tam sukham aradhyam rajubhir ananya sharanair nirbhi kritadnya konu sevita duraradhyam sadubhi. A grateful heart will be able to serve Lord without any difficulty. And ungrateful heart, no matter what facilities are there, how many ways has been helped, still find it difficult to perform devotional service. Gratitude is the basis of service. Unless anyone in this world has a gratitude, he cannot serve. And therefore here, durāradhyam asādhubhi, akṛtadnya, ungrateful person, can never serve the Lord. And here, we can see that these two personalities, Vishnurat and Brahmarat, both are been protected by the Lord. It's very interesting that Parikshit Maharaj was saved by Lord Krishna himself in the womb of his mother, Uttara. When Ashwatthama had attacked Brahmastra to kill the last descendant of Pandavas, that time Uttara ran towards Lord Krishna, seeking his help. And Lord Krishna, seeing Uttara's helpless condition, entered in the womb and protected Parikshit Maharaj. So Lord Krishna protected Parikshit Maharaj's life. And here, another personality which has been explained is Brahmarat, is Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami was also, story comes in Srimad Bhagavatam also, briefly it is explained, but in Brahma Vaivarta Purana it is explained in detail. So almost 12 years had passed, and wife of Vyasadev was pregnant, but she had not delivered the child. The child was not ready to come in the material world. So now Vyasadeva understood that why the child is not coming, because he was fearful of the material energy. Come in the material world and forget the Lord. So this is very interesting that the advanced devotee of the Lord, they are always fearful of the material world. They are not fearful of any other thing in this world. And the conditioned living entity is fearless in material world, about material energy, and fearful about all other things. So here, Shukdev Goswami was fearful coming in the material world. He was not coming out of the womb. So Vyasadev invited Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna gave the assurance to the child in the womb that you please come out. You will be protected from material energy. And the same thing, if we see, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Lord Narasimhadev. So throughout his life, Prahlad Maharaj was not fearful the kind of atrocities and the kind of attacks Hiranyakashipu did. But when Lord Narasimha came, Prahlad Maharaj asked, Lord, please protect me from this material nature and the desires, the temptations which are going to come on my way. So devotees are always seeking protection from the Lord. And this material world is full of temptation, full of dangers, which can distract us from our devotional service. So today I would like to discuss on protection given by the Lord to his devotees. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu has coined one very nice acronym, PROTECT. So I would like to expand on that. What is that PROTECT? Because each word, how Lord Krishna protects his devotee in various ways. So mainly in this acronym, there are 7 ways Lord Krishna protects his devotees. But it's not limited to 7. Lord Krishna can protect his devotees in unlimited ways. But today we will discuss few based on that. Beautiful shlokas now in this connection. When Lord Krishna already had protected Parikshit Maharaj, and in that gratitude, Mother Kunti had prayed to the Lord beautifully. And in that, those prayers in 8th chapter of 1st canto, we can see that Kunti Maharani is glorifying Lord Krishna. So one of the shloka which she talks about is Vishan Mahagne Purushad Darshanat Asat Sabhayam Vanabasa Krishrata Mriday Mriday Neka Maharathashrato Droni Chastnat Hare Birakshata. That in this shloka, Kunti Maharani is explaining, O Lord Krishna, you have protected us in our life innumerable times. And she start listing all those incidents where Lord Krishna protected them. So the first way, the first thing she talks about, Lord Krishna's personal presence. Because in her presence, that Uttara was about to, in Uttara's womb, the child was about to get aborted, but it was saved. Lord Krishna personally protected Parikshit Maharaj. Lord Krishna personally protected when they were in Vanvas. When Durvasa Muni came and he was demanding food along with his 60,000 disciples. And Pandavas had no clue how we will now save ourselves from the curse of Durvasa Muni. They prayed desperately. Lord Krishna from nowhere appeared in the forest and saved Pandavas from the curse of Durvasa Muni. Personally protected. So she is remembering that, Krishna, you personally protected us when Pandavas were in difficulty. I was in difficulty. That is your greatness. Because devotee, he always sees Krishna's presence in his life. So, the first way Lord Krishna protects his devotees through coming personally. Just like when Hiranyakashipu tried to attack Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narasimhadeva appeared from the pillar and protected Prahlad Maharaj. In the life of Srila Prabhupada, we also see that when Prabhupada was on Jalduta and he was having seasickness, having two heart attacks, and that time Prabhupada writes in that diary that Krishna personally came and instructed and protected me. So Krishna comes personally and protects his devotee. This is the first way Krishna protects his devotee, by coming personally. The second way is through his representative. Personally he is coming, and second way is through representative, his devotees. So here in this shloka, Kunti Maharani explains that Vishan Mahagne, Mahagni, O Krishna, you protected us from great fire. And what is that great fire? The house of lakh. So as the story goes that Duryodhana told all the Pandavas that I have arranged a very beautiful palace, a kind of resort. I want you to go and enjoy over there. And also take care of the subject over there, get the treasury, all those things. And you enjoy that place. So Vidura was suspecting that how come Dhritarashtra has become so malleable to Pandavas? That he is sending them for a trip, he is sending them to resort for such enjoyment. So then Vidura found out that, oh, there is a big conspiracy over there. That where Dhritarashtra is sending these Pandavas, actually that palace is made of lac. It's inflammable material. So now Vidura became alert. And when, now in this case, there is no personal presence of Krishna. Mahagni, how they were saved when Vidushri Maharaj and all the Pandavas were living. Vidura hinted Yudhishthir Maharaj. And it was very cryptic language he spoke. Vidura said, be aware of that weapon which kills the grass but cannot kill the animal. And those animals who take shelter of the tunnel or underground, those who entered underground, they are saved. So Kunti could not understand what exactly has been spoken. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was very sharp. He is being a king, politician. He understood what Vidura is saying. And when they went to Varnavarat, and there, that palace was set ablaze. And there, Yudhishthir Maharaj remembered that what Vidurji had told, that in cryptic language he had told that fire can kill human beings. But those who enter, those animals or creatures enter underground, fire cannot harm them. So, he understood what that underground means. That Vidura had also helped to dug a tunnel in that palace. So Yudhishthir Maharaj and Pandavas found out where is that tunnel. And they escaped through that tunnel and protected themselves. And they came out somewhere in the forest. Safely, without getting harmed. So here, there is no Krishna's presence. Krishna did not come personally to save Pandavas. But through his representative, Vidura. Vidura is Krishna's devotee. He protected Pandavas. Similarly, in our life, mostly we will be protected by devotees. Devotees are our hope. Through them, Krishna protects us. So, Srila Prabhupada ji, he has made this material world is like a samsara dhava nalalida loka. It's a place where everyone is getting burnt, dhavanal. Everyone is trapped in the fire, the great fire. This is a material world is like a Varnavat, palace of lakh. It's inflammable, can immediately catch fire and can kill living entity. Everyone is getting burned, roasted. But Srila Prabhupada ji, seeing the condition of the living entities, he had created this tunnel like ISKCON. ISKCON is that tunnel. And we can escape through this tunnel and reach from Varnavarat to the safe forest of Vrindavan. So those who take shelter of this tunnel can safely reach in the forest of Vrindavan. And therefore, through devotees, Krishna protects. Krishna protects our consciousness. Krishna protects our devotional service. That is Krishna's blessings. And that is Prabhupada's blessings for all of us. So this is the second way Krishna protects through his representative. The third way Krishna protects his devotee is his omnipresence or omnipotency. So Kunti Maharani is explaining that in Asat Sabhayam, when Draupadi was helplessly crying, although she had five powerful husbands, but they were unable to protect her. But she was protected by Krishna's omnipresence or omnipotence. And in most of the photos, what we see that Krishna is somewhere up and he is having his hand, and from that hand the sari is coming. Or in serials also, in Mahabharata serial, it was shown that some chakra or some light is through that sari is coming and Draupadi is protected. Here, actually, Krishna was not personally, like, nobody could see Krishna was present there, and Krishna was through his hand giving the sari to Draupadi. It was not the case. The sari itself has become so in unlimited. Duryodhana went on robbing, pulling, finally could not help himself. Krishna's omnipotency, Krishna's omnipresence protected, and therefore Kunti Maharani is grateful even in that situation. Krishna did not personally present there, but through his omnipotency, means his power everywhere. And that what? In Prahlad Maharaj's case also we see the same thing. That in so many occasions, he was protected. So many demons, they tried and attacked. They could not harm Prahlad Maharaj. So, in any situation, in any place in this world, padam padam yad vipadam, this place is danger at every place. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj always says that even in between the step, there is a danger. So, from that danger, when we take shelter of Lord Krishna, He protects us through His omnipresence. He is present in our heart. He gives right directions. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamu payantite. If devotee is really in danger, Krishna gives him guidance. Krishna understand the difficulty of his devotees. And in that difficulty, Krishna shows him the right path, right direction. So this is how Krishna protects his devotee through his omnipresence or omnipotency. So we shall not doubt whether Krishna will protect me if I am outside the temple. Most of the time, devotee has this question that, Prabhuji, when we come to the temple, then we feel very protected. But will Krishna protect me when I am outside? Maya immediately attacks. Material energy immediately attacks. We forget Krishna. It is not that Krishna is only present in temple premises. Krishna is present everywhere. Only thing is, we need to take shelter. We need to be consciously remembering Krishna. When we put our effort, Krishna definitely takes care of those efforts, those endeavors. So that faith we must have in Krishna's presence everywhere. And that is what Prahlad Maharaj also we see. That when he was asked, where is your God? He could say that he is in pillar. He could see Krishna's presence over there. So this is another a beautiful way how Krishna protects his devotees is through omnipresence. So this is a beautiful story. We all know that about Shamsundar Prabhu. Shamsundar Prabhu was dealing with Beatles, George Harrison. And they had a very nice relationship. So they wanted to build a temple which was made of marble. So for that already devotees had asked donation from George Harrison. And very happily he had given, he had donated for that build, that beautiful temple. But their relationship was not based on taking something from Shamsundar, from George Harrison. And George Harrison was also knowing these devotees, they don't want anything. And there, because he was always harassed by so many people, that because of his position and his opulences, everyone would come to him to ask something. Nobody would come to give him something. But devotees were one who would come to give him something. So he had faith in devotees. Mostly Shamsundar Prabhu was dealing with him. So now he happily donated. After immediately, like sometime within a month, Prabhupada came to London. And he told Shamsundar Prabhu, because during that time Prabhupada wanted to print Krishna book. And to print Krishna book, he needed donation. So he told Shamsundar Prabhu, why don't you go to George Harrison and ask some donation from him? Shamsundar Prabhu was taken aback. He told Prabhupada, we had a very good relationship with George Harrison and recently he had donated. So if we ask again from him, he will not feel good. And he will think, oh, devotees are also like this. They are also asking from me again and again. So, better we don't ask. Prabhupada said to Shamsundar Prabhu, that you please go. And if anything he says, then put blame on me. That Prabhupada has asked. It is not our desire. So somehow Shamsundar Prabhu was ready and went to George Harrison. So in the evening, Shamsundar Prabhu had brought prasadam from the temple that was offered. And discussion took place, discussion started. And Shamsundar Prabhu told George Harrison that Prabhupada wants to print Krishna book and we want you to donate for this printing. As soon as he heard this, George Harrison heard Shyam Sundar Prabhu saying this, his face was put down. He said, "You too? You are also asking me again and again?" And Shyam Sundar Prabhu was, he was shattered. He understood that he really felt bad. George Harrison felt bad. And he, in his mind, so many thoughts were going, "Array, it was a good relationship now." But suddenly, that time, the clouds gathered and there was wind flowing so heavily. The electricity went off and everywhere there were thunderbolts falling. And for 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, there was complete silence. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was just sitting there. George Harrison was sitting in his place. And after 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes, the electricity came back. And there was a smile on the face of George Harrison. And he said, "I will donate for Prabhupada's Krishna book." And not only he donated, he also wrote forward. And that famous line that everyone is searching for Krishna. Only thing is, they don't know. So that forward also he wrote. So Krishna's omnipresence, that through that single calamity, apparently, the heart of George Harrison was transformed. And when Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu, they checked out the weather forecast and all other things afterwards. What exact? So there was no such thing had been predicted or was supposed to take place. But Krishna's devotee's protection, Krishna always keeps in mind. So Krishna, this is what Lord Krishna's omnipresence. And that is what devotee always see. Apparently there is no connection. But devotee is always conscious that Krishna factor is working over here. And in our life also there are so many things takes place. But we forget, oh, that is because of Krishna. Isn't it? On that 500 rupees note, we always see 500 rupees. There is also one photo of one personality who hardly remember. So Krishna has stamped himself in each and every space of this world. Only thing is, we have to recognize that. That is, oh, Krishna's omnipresence or omnipotence. The fourth way Krishna protects his devotee through teachings. So before Kurukshetra battle took place, Arjuna was under stress. He did not want to fight. He wanted to leave battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was ready to even get defamed. He was ready to even beg. He was not at all interested in fighting. He was demoralized. But Krishna, through his teachings, Gitamritam Mahat, through his teachings, Krishna protected Arjuna. Teachings are very important, because unless you teach children what is right, what is wrong, they will harm themselves. So Prabhupada has given us teachings. Prabhupada has given us principles to follow. so that we can protect our consciousness. So love is of two types. The first type is love that protects from danger, isn't it? Means you take protection, you take some steps so that you will not fall in danger. And love that prepare us for danger. One, that love which protects us from danger, and another love is that prepare us for danger. So sometimes parents generally, they prepare their children for tough times ahead, isn't it? And they also protect them from various dangers coming in their life. So similarly, many times Krishna protects his devotees through giving them some difficulties. So in those difficulties, they can prepare themselves, become powerful, so that in future when bigger difficulties are coming, they are able to face. So Krishna gives his teachings to protect devotees falling in material illusion, protecting their consciousness. So we take shelter of these books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can protect our consciousness. Those teachings protect us. Therefore, it is essential we read these scriptures. They empower our intelligence. They empower our determination. And they also gives us discrimination. What is right and what is wrong? What to be given up? What to be accepted? This is Krishna's protection through his teachings. Just like Lakshmanji had put Lakshman Rekha for Mother Sita. Beyond that, it will be calamity. Similarly, these teachings for following for regulative principles, coming in the association of the devotees, hearing in the association of the devotees, these are teachings given by our acharyas, given by our gurus and the Lord himself to protect us. These are Lakshman Rekha. Beyond that, if we try to step out, we are in danger. So this is another way Krishna protects. Teachings. Another way she talks about is, she says that, oh Krishna, you protected us when we were in forest. Through various demons they attacked. So Pandavas, they went into the forest twice. So one when Varnavat incident took place, and another one after gambling match. So when this Varnavat incident took place, that time all these Pandavas and Mother Kunti, they were staying in place called Ekachakra, currently where Nityananda Prabhu appeared. In that place they were staying. So during that stay in forest, they killed two demons. One was Hidimba, who attacked, and another one was Bakasur. So there were two Bakasurs. One was killed by Lord Krishna and one was killed by Bhima. So now here, Bhima killed Hidimba and Bhima killed Bakasur. So there was not omnipresence of Krishna. There was not personal presence of Krishna. There was no such thing over there. Bhima killed Hidimba, Bhima killed Bakasur. But still, Kunti Maharani is giving credit to Krishna. That Krishna, you were the one who helped us. And how? through empowerment. So Bhima's strength is nothing but Krishna's blessing. And that is what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Balam balavata chaham kamaraga vivarjitam. That does, I am the strength of the strong. So that strength, what? The ability to kill Hidamba, ability to kill Bakasur, is gift of Lord Krishna. And that is what devotee always recognizes. My skills, my strength, my whatever I have, that is Krishna's gift to me. I cannot be independent. We all hear that after Mahabharat war, Arjuna, he could not protect wives of Lord Krishna. That time he says that everything is useless without Krishna. My Gandiva bow is useless. My strength is useless. This chariot is useless because Krishna is not there. So that is what devotee always recognize. Whatever I have received, and we can always see that before Krishna consciousness and after Krishna consciousness. Whatever we have been seeing, our progress, whatever skills, whatever things we have developed, that is because of Krishna's blessings. We are able to sing, we are able to speak. It's Krishna's blessings. And with that, devotee must recognize. Generally, if you see, if somebody achieves something, there are two types of people. Now results have come out, and all the students. So some student, they will say that I really worked hard. I put all my strength, all my energy, and I secured the rank. And few students will always say, or they will always recognize, actually, it is because of my parents, it is because of my teachers, I could secure the rank. He won't bring forward that, oh, because I took hard work, I put my energy in that, and therefore I secured the rank. Similarly, devotee, whatever strength, whatever potency he displays, he always recognizes, actually, it is Krishna's blessing. So somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you wrote so many books. Prabhupada, what Prabhupada said? I never wrote. It's Krishna who wrote. Prabhupada could have said, ah, yes, actually that was been recognized by my spiritual master only, that this Abhay Babu has great skill. He is a poet. No, he said Krishna. His guru's blessings. I am able to speak, I am able to do whatever I can do in my devotional service. So he recognizes whatever skill I am able to acquire, that is also Krishna's blessing. So this is through empowerment, and finally, Krishna protects through time. So many times, many devotees come to us. Just 6 months, they have been chanting, and that also one or two round, or sometimes four rounds. And they say, Prabhuji, there are so much anarthas is there in the heart. I'm not able to, I want to chant purely. I want to connect with Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj achieved Krishna in 6 months. I will achieve in 10 months. I will achieve in 1 year. Isn't it? And many times our devotees, I think once Gauranga Prabhu said, Aaj Bharti Kal Chakravarti. Today they come in devotional service and tomorrow they expect that I am pure devotee, all the anarthas have gone and now I am flying in the sky, I am a pure devotee and everyone should bow down when I speak. Thousands and thousands are clapping and they are getting transformed. It's never been like that. If that happens, immediately we become proud that, oh, In one day I become pure devotee and you all are rotting here for decades you are chanting. Just see. I have conquered so many, I have made so many devotees. Prabhupada received instruction in 1922. And when it was fructified? After 46 years, in 1966. That time also, there was such a great struggle. Prabhupada had heart attack. And when 1968, when he went back, then ISKCON started started reaching everywhere like wildfire. So, through time, Krishna protects us. If you are not getting taste in chanting, that's good, because we will become humble. That Krishna, actually you give me, I am trying so hard, I am endeavoring so hard. So long I have been chanting, 20 saal ho gaya, 25 saal ho gaya. Still, I don't feel like chanting. So we become humble and we take shelter. So time, through time Krishna protects devotee. Otherwise, unnecessarily someone becomes proud. Those anarthas protect us sometimes from different anarthas. So this is how Krishna protects his devotees. And that is the theme over here, Prabhupada writes. That but as devotees of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. So not only Vishnurat or Brahmarat, anyone who is sincerely taking shelter of Krishna, he has been protected through various ways. And this is what the acronym gets completed. P stand for personally, Krishna protects. R stand for through his representative, he protects. O stand for omnipresence or omnipotency of the Lord, he protects. T through his teachings, he protects. Through empowerment, giving empowerment to the devotees, in various skills, various strength, he protects. And C stand for combination of all, sometimes personally, sometimes through time. And lastly, the T stand for through time. So this is how Krishna's protection is given to the devotees. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna. So sorry, already we are over time. So if anybody has any question, they can ask me personally. Hare Krishna.